Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Good morning. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. And it is time for What's Bugging You? This is an opportunity for you to call in, even if you don't normally call. Don't be shy. You call in, you air it out. There's something irritating you, and you need to let us know what it is. You'll feel better. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Here's our number. Call now. 877-975-9825.
Actually,
Greg, you got one?
Well, it's actually doctor-recommended to get these things off your chest, so.
It definitely helps sometimes just to vent and let it out.
And I do have one, and you've probably seen this too. I hate when you go to the gym. That would be the I hate segment. What bugs me is when you go to the gym and you've got that person that is making the rounds on the machines or the weights or whatever, and they never wipe anything down. It's like they don't know what all those, you know, wipe dispenser things are for.
And they're the people who you really want them to wipe.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, really, you see other people, it's like when you see someone doing something, it's like the people who drive with no lights on. Like I saw one this morning, they had their daytime running lights on, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning, no taillights. But wouldn't you think when you see other people wiping things down when they're done, go, maybe that's gym etiquette and something I'm supposed to do? Or is it just for all you dirty people who have germs?
Well, I mean, sometimes like a machine or two, I'm not sweating yet.
I get
it. So I'm not going to go out of my way necessarily for that.
So you're one of those then?
No, if I'm sweating at all, then I'll wipe it down. But my sweat's clean anyway. But I still wipe it down. So it gives other people a comfort level. What? It's not like it's not 1942. I mean, I shower, you know, like most people do once or twice a day.
It's a courtesy thing.
I'll give you some courtesy in the gym.
But that does bug me.
No, I can see that. Yeah, and it's always the sweatiest, grimiest, nastiest person that you're like, you really? Anybody in here?
Yes.
You're the guy that should actually be wiping after yourself.
I mean, good point. You carry one around with you, and when it dries out, you get another one, and you need to keep it with you. That's just how it's supposed to work.
Yeah, I see.
And now that bugs me.
Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Good morning. The city of Gainesville and their traffic lights. There is no reason that it would take me 45 minutes to get from on Williston Road to get from 13th Street to the I-75. They have got these lights so messed up that you're hitting every single one of them red, and they have got to fix this.
So you're actually traveling the opposite way of most of the traffic, is that correct?
Well, when I'm going home at night. At 5 o'clock.
In the evening, yeah. Well, it backs way up, on 34th Street. Anyway, you're going to sit there before you even get to the interstate.
I'm on Williston Road, and I'm going towards Williston. I'm going to, you know, home to Archer.
Right.
And I was at 13th Street, and it took me 45 minutes to get to I-75 to 34th Street.
Yeah, that's no. I agree. That is one of the intersections that I noticed. You just sit there and sit there, and it doesn't matter what the other traffic, like the other traffic, the turn lanes, for instance, are empty, but they're going through the cycle anyway.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's aggravating. Let's go to Jen. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. What's bothering me, and I know just about everybody else in the population has this problem, is when somebody says something to you at work, and your inner voice is screaming that it wants to say something, but your brain works as in, I need my job, I need my job. So the comment said was, okay, boss comes in, okay, we're going to be tightening some screws down. My learned self says, shut your mouth, you need your job. My interior voice is screaming, go get the screwdriver out of the little drawer and hand it to her and say, you can start with your loose screws first. Have a good day, guys.
Wow, I'm glad you said that on the air and not in the workspace.
Yes.
Yeah. Because then you won't be listening. You'll be sleeping in and stuff.
Yeah.
We can't have that.
Employment's important.
Yeah. Kyle, what's bugging you?
Good morning, fellas. Hey, this has actually bugged me for like 20-some years, but as I ride around in Gainesville, and I travel all of the north cities, the cities in the north part of the state of Florida, and we have the absolute worst-kept medians. And it's the older I get, the more it bugs me, because I'm like, it's like no one's in charge of these things that just kind of get left. And so, yeah, that's been bugging me. So this is the first time I ever called in, but I said I'm calling in to get it off my chest.
There you go.
That's awesome.
All right, we appreciate it.
Well, what they do is they throw a couple of seeds out there and call it a wildflower area. Yeah, not cut.
Not mow it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, or do anything with it.
Yeah.
Good morning, Mike. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, guys. I generally keep to myself, particularly in church. But one time, a couple weeks ago, there's a fellow right in front of me. We sit on the side. He's in my view. He's playing with his phone.
In church.
And it got to the, yes, sir. And it got to the point where the consecration of the host, et cetera, which is very important. And I go over and I had to stand up and tapped him on the shoulder and looked him right in the eye like his dad. And I said, this is not important. Put that away.
Ooh.
And then he puts it away with maybe some hesitation. Well, but he started doing it again, but now I just pray harder for him. Have a great day.
Yeah, I mean, if you're an ER doctor and you're looking at your phone as you're rushing out,
that's
to
important.
Go help people who are bleeding, that would be a little different. Other than that, that's not, come on, that's some common sense. Have a little respect, eh?
Yeah.
All right.
I like it.
Hey, great participation this morning. Appreciate it. Coming up, government is shut down. Unfortunately, AOC's pie hole is not. Details coming on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.